Thank you for giving me this great chance to share with you some experience of the churches in West Papua regarding or in relation to the human rights. For the Papuans do not need any explanation about human rights violations because they know it well from their experience since May 1st, 1963. They know well what does it mean by human rights violations, and they know also what does it mean by suffering for human rights violations. Because there have been a lot of human rights violations since May 1st, 1963. They include torture, killing, arbitrary detention, rape, and other forms of operations. Amnesty International estimates that at least 100,000 Papuans have been killed since May 1st, 1963. The Jayapura-based Institution for Human Rights Studies and Advocacy, or ELSAM, recently reported that during the last 4 years, since 1998, since the fall of Suharto until now, there have been 136 people, Papuans, have been killed, and 838 cases of arbitrary detention and tortures. The latest example of such a violation is the abduction and assassination of Teisiu Eluai, a tribal chief, but also the chairperson of the Papuan Presidium Council. Within this situation, what has been done by the church? The churches have been involved in defending and promoting human rights. Unfortunately, the involvement of the churches for human rights has been misinterpreted, and they have been accused by supporting separatist movement. So for some people and some institutions, defending and promoting human rights is identical to supporting separatist movement, and the church is not for that. The involvement of the church in promoting and defending human rights is based on two fundamental reasons. One is for the sake of human dignity created by God, and the second is because it is part of her mission, her ministry. So when human rights are violated constantly and human beings are continually victims of human rights violations, as in West Papua, the churches cannot remain silent or indifferent, nor pretended to be neutral between the oppressor and the oppressed. The Pope John Paul II said, "The Catholic Church is determined to defend the dignity, the rights, and the transcendent dimension of the human person." So this is what the church has been doing until now. Defending human rights in West Papua, the churches condemn the violations of human rights, unmasking the truth of human rights violation in West Papua through investigations, inviting the National Commission on Human Rights to West Papua to investigate some cases of human rights violations, The churches also have been calling for an independent inquiry in related to the assassination of Teis Hio Eluai. The churches has been calling for the protection of witnesses. Also, the churches revealed the root causes of the West Papuan case. What are the root causes of the West Papuan case? The first is that the unresolved human rights violations committed in West Papua since May 1, 1963. The second is the denial of the Papuans' right to self-determination in 1969. And the third is the crisis of Papuans' cultural identity. This is the three main causes of West Papuan case. Since the House of Representatives in Jakarta passed the Bill of Special Autonomy for West Papua, the Church, and in this case the Catholic Church, has studied the content of the bill. And the Catholic Church and other religious leaders in West Papua has come to the conclusion that the bill is good. The bill of special autonomy for West Papua is good. But it is only a partial solution to the problems of prosperity and the recognition of the Papuan's cultural identity. So while it is a partial solution, the churches and the other religious leaders have welcomed the bill. So the religious leaders are the only institution outside of the government who welcomed the bill, because the Papuans have rejected the bill. While accepting or welcoming the bill, the churches also highlight that the central government has failed to understand and accommodate the fundamental problems of West Papua in the bill. The prosperity is not the fundamental problem behind the Papua case. It is just part of the problem. So it is a very big mistake if the question of prosperity is considered the main problem of West Papua. The churches, while welcoming the special autonomy, has emphasized, underlined that the bill does not address two fundamental problems, which is the unresolved human rights violations in West Papua since May 1, 1963, and the denial of the Papuans' right to self-determination in 1969. And to solve these cases, the Papuans has been calling for a dialogue. The religious leaders have been calling for a dialogue. So the conclusion now. The conclusion is that the Catholic Church in West Papua, and also the other churches and the religious leaders, have been involved and will be involved in defending and promoting human rights as an integral part of its ministry for the sake of human dignity. And it is not identical to supporting the Papuan's independence movement as accused by Indonesian military. Whether West Papua becomes an independent state or remains integrated into the Republic of Indonesia, the churches will continue to defend and promote human rights for the sake of justice and human dignity. It must be clear. It should be appreciated that the Indonesian government, through the Special Autonomy Bill, has recognized the Papuan's cultural identity by changing the name of the province from Irian Jaya to Papua, and by recognizing the Melanesian race to which the Papuans belong. Papua self-declared West Papua as a zone of peace. They want to live peacefully in West Papua, in a territory which is free from killing, intimidation, violence, and any form of oppression. And the church supported that movement. However, peace is the fruit of justice. So, justice should be upheld. For the sake of justice, the past unresolved human rights violations since May 1st, 1963 should be investigated and the perpetrators should be taken to the court of justice. For the sake of justice and human dignity. While welcoming the bill of special autonomy for Papua, because it is good for Papuans in terms of prosperity, the church's leaders also say that it is only a partial solution. There are two other fundamental problems, which is the past unresolved human rights violations and the denial of the Papuan's right to self-determination in 1969, which are not accommodated in the bill. In order to solve the first fundamental problems, which is the human rights violations, I think other countries or the world institution may help Indonesian government, not only by giving financial aid to overcome the present economical crisis, but also in solving the root causes of the Papuan case. The European Union could help the Indonesian government to solve the past unresolved human rights violations in West Papua. In solving the second root cause, which is the denial of the Papuans' right to self-determination in 1969, the European Union could play a leading role. First, since the Dutch government was involved in the process before and after the implementation, what is known in English as the Act of Free Choice, the European Union could call on the Dutch government to review its role and conduct. Secondly, being a member of the United Nations, European countries or European Union have a right to get truthful and objective information about how the UN played its role in settling the West Papuan case in 1969. And the European Union could call on the present Secretary General, Kofi Annan, to review the United Nations conduct during the process and implementation of the Act of Free Choice in order to maintain the credibility of the highly respected world body. And the present General Secretary, Kofi Annan, has experience of reviewing the UN past conduct, as was done in 1999 in relation to the 1994 Rwandan case. For the Indonesian government, should explain openly and honestly to the Indonesian citizens how the government carried out the Act of Free Choice in West Papua in 1969. It is right of any Indonesian to get truthful and objective information about that. So, for example, if I am considered as Indonesian, I have a right to get an objective and truthful information about the history of my country, about the history of Indonesia. This is my right, and the Indonesian government is determined to address it. And this is not about separatist movement. It is about human rights, the right to information. And the ordinary Papuans provincial government, religious leaders have been calling for a genuine dialogue. So now the question is the Indonesian government ready to involve, to get involved in a genuine dialogue? And it is, and if Indonesian government is not ready to getting involved in dialogue, and perhaps European Union could play a role, facilitate this dialogue between the Indonesian government and the Papuans. This is one way. So the last, I want to say that unless the past human rights violations since May 1st, 1963 and the denial of the Papuans' right to self-determination in 1969 are solved, the West Papuan problem will remain unsolved even if the Bill of Special Autonomy is well implemented. Thank you.